Welcome to Chemistry Unlocked, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE chemistry. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most calculation-heavy topics on the entire specification, quantitative chemistry, topic 4.3. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic will appear in your exam, and if you nail it, you can pick up a huge number of marks. So grab a pen, because we're going to make this click. Let's start with the big picture. Quantitative chemistry is all about measuring and calculating in chemistry. It answers questions like, how much product will I get from a reaction? How concentrated is the solution? How efficiently does this industrial process use its raw materials? These aren't just abstract questions. They're the kind of thing chemists in industry ask every single day. And in your exam, they're worth a significant chunk of marks across all three papers. Right, let's get into the core concepts, and we're going to build these up step by step. So even if you feel shaky on the maths, stay with me. It will make sense. The first concept you absolutely must master is relative formula mass. Or, Mr., this is the total mass of all the atoms in a chemical formula using the relative atomic masses from the periodic table. So for water, H2O, you add up two hydrogens, each with a relative atomic mass of 1, giving you 2, plus 1 oxygen with a relative atomic mass of 16, so the mixture of water is 18. Simple. For something like calcium carbonate, CaCO3, you do calcium is 40, carbon is 12, and 3 oxygens is 3 times 16, which is 48. Add them together, 40 plus 12 plus 48 equals 100. The mixture of CaCO3 is 100. That's a really handy number to remember because it comes up in loads of exam questions. Now, here's the critical thing about mixture. You must include every atom in the formula. A really common mistake candidates make is forgetting to multiply by the subscript numbers. In H2SO4, for example, there are 4 oxygen atoms, not 1. So it's 4 times 16 for oxygen, not just 16. Always check your subscripts. Now we move on to the concept of the mole. And I know the word mole sounds weird in chemistry, but it's just a counting unit. Like a dozen means 12, a mole means 6.02 times 10 to the power of 23. That's Avogadro's number. It's a massive number because atoms are tiny. But here's the beautiful thing. One mole of any substance has a mass in grams equal to its mixture. So one mole of water, mixture equals 18, weighs 18 grams. One mole of calcium carbonate, mixture equals 100, weighs 100 grams. This is the bridge between the microscopic world of atoms and the macroscopic world of grams on a balance. The key formula you need is moles equals mass divided by mixture or rearranged. Mass equals moles times mixture. Think of it as a triangle, mass at the top, moles, and mixture at the bottom. Cover up what you want to find, and the triangle tells you the calculation. If you want moles, it's mass divided by mixture. If you want mass, it's moles times mixture. Let me give you a quick example. Calculate the number of moles in 56 grams of iron. Iron has a relative atomic mass of 56, so moles equals 56 divided by 56, which equals 1 mole. Easy. Now a harder one. Calculate the mass of 0.25 moles of sodium hydroxide, NaOH. First, find the mixture sodium is 23, oxygen is 16, hydrogen is 1. Total mixture equals 40. Then mass equals moles times mixture, so 0.25 times 40 equals 10 grams. Always show every step. In the exam, you can earn method marks even if you make an arithmetic error at the end. Next up, the law of conservation of mass. This is a fundamental principle. In a chemical reaction, the total mass of the reactants equals the total mass of the products. Atoms are neither created nor destroyed. They're just rearranged. This is why we balance equations. If your equation isn't balanced, your calculations will be wrong. Full stop. This law also helps you identify unexpected results. If you're heating magnesium in air and the mass increases, that's because magnesium is reacting with oxygen from the air to form magnesium oxide. The mass increases because oxygen atoms are being added. If you're heating calcium carbonate and the mass decreases, that's because carbon dioxide gas is escaping. The atoms are still conserved, you just need to account for gases entering or leaving the system. Now let's talk about reacting masses. This is where the stoichiometry comes in, and it's where a lot of candidates drop marks. The balancing numbers in an equation tell you the molar ratios of reactants and products. So in the reaction 2H2 plus O2 gives 2H2O, the ratio is 2 moles of hydrogen to 1 mole of oxygen to 2 moles of water. If I want to know what mass of water is produced from 4 grams of hydrogen, I need to use these ratios. Here's the method. Step 1, write the balanced equation. Step 2, identify the substances you're interested in and write their molar ratio. Step 3, calculate the moles of the substance you're given. Step 4, use the ratio to find the moles of the substance you want. Step 5, convert moles back to mass. This 5-step method works every time. Learn it, practice it, use it. Let's also cover limiting reactants. When two reactants combine, one of them will run out first, that's the limiting reactant, and it determines how much product you can make. The other reactant is in excess. The key mistake here is thinking the limiting reactant is the one with the smallest mass. That's wrong. You need to calculate the moles of each reactant and compare them to the molar ratio in the equation. The one that runs out first, relative to the ratio, is the limiting reactant. Moving on to concentration, this comes up in the context of solutions. Concentration tells you how much solute is dissolved in a given volume of solution. There are two units you need to know: grams per decimeter cubed, written gram per decimeter cubed, written gram per dm cubed, and moles per decimeter cubed, written mole per dm cubed. The formula is concentration equals moles divided by volume in dm cubed. Or in the other unit, concentration in gram per dm cubed equals mass in grams divided by volume in dm cubed. A critical unit conversion here, 1 decimeter cubed equals 1,000 centimeters cubed. So if your volume is given in cm cubed, divide by 1,000 to convert to dm cubed before using the formula. This is one of the most common unit errors in the exam. Don't lose marks to a unit conversion mistake. Now, percentage yield. In industry and in the lab, you rarely get as much product as you theoretically should. The percentage yield tells you how efficient the reaction was. The formula is percentage yield equals actual yield divided by theoretical yield times 100. The theoretical yield is what you calculate from the molar ratios, the maximum possible amount. The actual yield is what you actually collect. Percentage yield is always less than 100% in practice because of incomplete reactions, side reactions, or product loss during collection and purification. And finally, atom economy. This is a measure of how sustainable a reaction is. It tells you what proportion of the mass of the reactants ends up in the desired product. The formula is atom economy equals the mister of the desired products divided by the total mister of all products times 100. A reaction with 100% atom economy produces no waste. Every atom ends up in the useful product. This is important in green chemistry and industrial processes. Higher atom economy means less waste, lower cost, and a smaller environmental impact. For gas volumes at room temperature and pressure, 1 mole of any gas occupies 24 decimeters cubed. This is called the molar gas volume. So to find the volume of a gas, multiply moles by 24. To find moles from a volume, divide by 24. Again, watch your units. If the volume is in cm³ cubed, divide by 1,000 first. Okay, let's switch to exam tips and common mistakes because this is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always balance the equation first. I cannot stress this enough. If the equation is wrong, every calculation that follows will be wrong. Check every element is balanced before you start calculating. Tip number two, show every step of your working. In a 4-mark calculation question, typically 1 mark is for the correct method, 1 for the correct molar ratio, 1 for the correct calculation, and 1 for the correct final answer with units. If you just write the answer with no working, you can only get 1 mark. Show your steps, and you can still get 3 out of 4 even if you make a small arithmetic error. Tip number three, units, units, units. Always include units in your final answer. Grams, moles, mol per dm cubed, dm cubed, whatever is appropriate. Examiners specifically look for units. Tip number four, don't confuse mass and moles. They are not the same thing. 1 mole of different substances have different masses. Always calculate moles from mass using the MISDEM. Tip number 5, for limiting reactant questions, calculate moles of both reactants and compare to the ratio. Don't just look at which mass is smaller. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for calculating moles from mass? Answer: moles equals mass divided by MISDEM. Question 2. What is the law of conservation of mass state? Answer: the total mass of reactants equals the total mass of products. Atoms are neither created nor destroyed. Question 3. What is the molar gas volume at room temperature and pressure? Answer: 24 decimeters cubed per mole. Question 4. What is the formula for percentage yield? Answer: percentage yield equals actual yield divided by theoretical yield times 100. Question 5. How do you convert cm cubed to dm cubed? Answer: divide by 1000. Question 6. What does atom economy measure? Answer: the proportion of reactant atoms that end up in the desired product. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points for quantitative chemistry. 1, relative formula mass, MISTER, is the sum of all relative atomic masses in a formula. Use the periodic table. 2, moles equals mass divided by MISTER. This is your most used formula in this topic. 3, balanced equations give molar ratios. Use these for reacting mass calculations. 4, the limiting reactant is the one that runs out first based on moles and the molar ratio, not the one with the smallest mass. 5, concentration equals moles divided by volume in dm cubed. And remember to convert cm cubed to dm cubed by dividing by 1000. The 6 percentage yield equals actual divided by theoretical times 100, always less than 100%. In practice. 7, atom economy equals MISTER of desired products divided by total MISTER of all products times 100. Higher is better for sustainability. 8, molar gas volume at RTP is 24 decimeters cubed per mole. That's it for today's episode of Chemistry Unlocked. Quantitative chemistry is one of those topics where practice really does make perfect. Work through as many past paper questions as you can, show all your working, and keep those unit conversions in mind. You've got this. Good luck in your exams. I'll see you in the next episode.